Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, All-City, joining us now to talk Mavs offseason and Summer League, which resumes tonight on ESPN. If you're looking for something else to watch, Summer League action, Mavs and Grizzlies. KG, good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
General, good to hear from you, sir. How are you?
Man, doing outstanding. Excited about where these Mavs are headed, especially after Morez Johnson's debut. How exciting was that for you?
It was great. 27 points, 12 of 17 from the field. Looked every bit like the ninth overall pick that the Mavericks got out of Michigan. A big, physical young man who's going to have a bright future ahead of him. So it was a great debut for Morez, and looking forward to see more of him tonight when they take on the Grizzlies.
What kind of roster dominoes do you think could fall? Now, it's just Summer League, so you know I think minimum for my young guys to believe I need to see you go out there and do the kind of things that he did, you know, 25, 27 points, all the rebounds and steals and blocks. He filled up that stat sheet in a big way. And I'm concerned if a player doesn't do that, but when they do that, I'm like, okay, this doesn't really mean anything until we get to the regular season. But people are predicting a really quick transition to the league for Morez. So if it does continue to go well, what are the roster dominoes that could fall here, Kevin?
It's going to be interesting because this is a team right now that has a lot of forwards and centers. This is a big, big basketball team that still feels like is devoid of the kind of shooting that you need in today's NBA in order to succeed, you know, offensively. So, you know, Masai Ujiri, the president of this team, Mike Schmidt, the GM of this team, are going to have some decisions to make on how they not only potentially make a consolidation trade to potentially find some guard help, but also finding minutes for these guys. I mean, you still have, you know, you have Morez now, you have Daniel Gafford here as far as your center is concerned, Derek Lively, you know, coming off that foot injury. You still got PJ Washington here. Obviously, Cooper Flagg is your franchise. But this team has a lot of forwards that they're going to have to shuffle through to figure out what kind of lineup combinations are going to be best for them. And Dusty May is going to have a heck of a job in front of him, especially if they don't make any roster moves to relieve some of what is kind of a logjam at the forward spot right now.
How specifically are you looking at PJ Washington here? I just think as far as what's winning in today's game, the more role players or starters that you can have that look like him, that play like him, the closer you are to winning. So I don't want to move on from PJ. I think when you get PJ Washington level players and Najee Marshall type of players who bring versatility and some offensive game, like you hoard those guys, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, PJ Washington is a Swiss Army knife type of guy. He can rebound, he can score, he can defend certain positions, but most importantly, he brings a certain type of mentality, you know, that a Masai Ujiri likes in terms of his wings. And it would be difficult to part with him, but at the same time, he is one of your quote-unquote best assets, if you will, to potentially make something shake if you want to find some additional guard help, you know, to go alongside Kyrie Irving and figure out what the best solution is going to be to fill out some of that guard depth. But you're right. I mean, he's going to, the first year of his four-year contract extension that'll pay him, you know, $19 million this year and 21, 22, and 24, you know, over the 3 years after that. So PJ Washington's a valuable piece here. The question for May will be, how does he fit? Does he fit next to Cooper Flagg? Is that fit necessarily the best one for him? And if not, how do you figure out that going forward?
KG, what are you thinking about Derek Lively right now? I know he was there at the game a couple of days ago. You had that post. But, I mean, gosh, he's a guy that's easy to root for. I loved him. But this health stuff and now the contract conversation, what are your expectations for him coming into the season?
Well, so good to hear from you, man. Yeah, it's interesting with Lively because when Lively's been on the floor, he's been extremely productive, right? We saw what he did in helping the Mavericks get to the finals, you know, a couple of years ago. But unfortunately, injuries have just not been on his favor on his side. And right now, he's not doing any basketball activities. He's not running. He's not jumping, doing any of those things. So he's still working his way back from the surgery that he had several months ago. And the Mavericks want him to be here. They want him to be able to be healthy because when he is, he's a productive player. The question is, for a guy who's contract extension eligible this year, what do you do? Do you play it out and let him continue to get healthy and then prove once he gets on the floor that he can stay healthy and then revisit it after this coming season as far as the contract extension is concerned? and what that best looks like for the team. So this team wants Derek Lively. Lively wants to be here. The question will be, can he get healthy enough to be consistently on the floor enough to help his team be productive?
KG, what do we have in this Sergio De La Rea, the point guard? He's super big, super long, and he's quite the playmaker. What do you think his future is, and in particular for year one with the Mavs?
TC, good to hear from you, man. Yeah, it's he's fun. He's got a little bit of a loose handle right now, but he's got some flair to him. We've seen some playmaking ability from him so far in summer league. He's got to cut down on the turnovers, and we want to see him shoot the ball a little bit better. So if he can start to shoot the ball a little bit more consistently, and he's still adjusting to some of the physicality of the NBA game. This is a young man who less than 2 weeks ago was winning a Spanish League title in the ACB League and now finds himself coming to America for the first time and adjusting to NBA play. But De La Rea has got some flair to him, got some flash to him, and he's going to be fun. I'm interested to watch him continue to grow and improve. But he's young, he's precocious, and he's got a game that I think a lot of fans would love to watch him play. So once he continues to get better from the outside in terms of his shot, and also tightens up the handle a little bit, yeah, he's going to be fun to watch going forward here for sure.
KG, taking you down a different path here. What's all this about with Cuban and the family that owns the team now? What do you make of all this? Is Mark Cuban, like, is this a sour grapes thing, or he regrets selling? Where are you on all this thing with Cuban now, kind of starting to want to take some of these things to court?
Well, Broadus, it's amazing to hear from you, man. Yeah, it's
Thank you.
It's wild because this has more so to do with the potential of the movie with the Valley View site, right? Getting cut out potentially of revenue and money that he feels should be going to him based off of the deal that could be done if they move to this brand new site, you know, a few years from now, that sees build a brand new arena, you know, world-class, you know, headquarters and everything else. So I think for a lot of Mavericks fans, Broadus, I think they're tired of hearing from him, whether it be about the regret of selling the team, whether it be about the way that he handled or couldn't handle the things that went down with Luka in the trade, but also now his, you know, seemingly public spat, you know, with the guy that he sold the team to. And I'll say this, the thing I've always said about this is, you know, you sold the team to your homeboy and to your homegirl on a discount in exchange for a handshake agreement to run basketball operations, and he got cut out.
Yeah.
So you can't be mad now when the team moves on without you and you didn't get that in writing. He'll tell you he got it in writing and the NBA told him he had to take it out of the contract. I mean, whatever you choose to believe is whatever you choose to believe, but if I'm going to sell my baby to someone else, especially on a discount, I'm cutting my wrists open and I'm signing that thing in blood that I'm going to run basketball operations. Otherwise, we don't have a deal here. So I think there's a lot more to it than what meets the eye for sure.
So KG, you kind of feel like, not kind of, you put it out there that Cuban feels bad that he got cut out of some money opportunity, the discount part of it, but the Valley View side and all that, he feels like that he deserves more for helping or more just for what they were doing or how they were planning this move.
And he feels aggrieved. He feels like he is missing out on what he should be getting based off of the agreement that he had with him and the business dealings, you know, between him and Dumont and part of the deal of what he had. So yeah, that's where this is coming from.
It's a former fan host, a familiar voice for many of you out there in the audience. If you've been toloing for any number of years, currently covering the Mavs with All City. So do you think they eventually exercise their option to basically buy out the rest of them and make him even smaller of an owner, if you will? Or will Mark Cuban continue to hang around kind of like he's kind of putting off ex-boyfriend vibes, if you will, KG?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's a glorified mascot fan at this particular point. I mean, if I'm Patrick Dumont and I have the ability to buy him down and basically buy him out for good, yeah, I would probably work toward a settlement to move on in order to eliminate the quote-unquote distraction, you know, that Cuban is. Because, I mean, he has no say, he has no power when it comes to the decisions of the team, basketball or otherwise. And that part of it is something that he's going to have to deal with. Which, I mean, that's what the money's for, because he sold the team for, you know, billions of dollars. So But yeah, that's where he is. I mean, he feels like, at least from the outside looking in, it feels like he is missing out on something that he feels like he should be a part of, and he's just not going to be a part of it anymore. So if I'm DeMond, yeah, I'll figure out a way to settle it and buy it down and then move on for good.
Did he get, you feel like that he got, like, he's, he likes to talk about Shark Tank and be a part of that, and you think he got, you think he got beat on this one, and there's that he kind of looks bad for it?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, he sold the team.
Yeah,
I guess what he sold the team to his homeboy and his homegirl, sure, on a discount in exchange for,
yeah,
you know, running basketball operations, yeah, and he didn't get it.
Yeah,
so yeah, I would feel bad too if I got cut out of the deal when, yeah, I had a handshake agreement that was violated in my eyes, for sure.
It looks like a poor deal on his part, then. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
It's a bad business deal.
Bad business deal on his part. If his intention was just to get to be able to run basketball operations, then yeah, he deserved what he got.
Yeah.
Kevin Gray here with you on the Fan. When last we saw Kyrie Irving, he was maybe a little past his prime, but he was doing a hell of a job keeping the Mavs in that playoff hunt. Then he gets hurt. And now, a season and a half later, he's going to step back in here, and we're hoping propel this team back into the playoffs? Or, you know, what are expectations fairly for Kyrie at this stage in his career and in the context of this team's goals?
For him, I think it's just get back on the floor healthy and prove that he is still capable of being the player that he's been, you know, over the past 12, 13 years. And that's a guy that's one of the best ball handlers that we've ever seen, one of the best scoring guards that we've ever seen in this league. But more importantly, what does his fit look like with Cooper Flagg? I mean, Kyrie's the kind of player that he can play with anyone. So the idea of watching Cooper Flagg on the floor with him and this team improving offensively with his playmaking skills, his ability to score the basketball, I'm interested to watch the first half of this upcoming season to see where they are and where they get by the time we get to the All-Star break. And if this team is contending, did they say, let's go ahead and continue to move with Kyrie going forward here and see what we can do to potentially make the playoffs and move forward from there? Or if Kyrie's playing well and this team isn't still necessarily winning at the type of rate that they feel like they could, you know, given some of the talent that they have, what does Kyrie look like as a trade piece at the deadline for contending teams that could use the services of someone of the caliber of Kyrie Irving? So I think the first half of this upcoming season is going to tell us a lot about how they feel with the direction of Cooper Flagg next to Kyrie Irving, because you got 15 years between the two players, and that's a big gap between your two best players on the same team, and the timeline looks kind of wild when you look at it from the outside looking in. So if Kyrie can prove that he's healthy, the Mavericks have some options on what they can do with him going forward.
Do you expect Klay Thompson to be here?
No. If I had to say now, which I guess I am, I don't think he'll be on the opening night roster by the time we get to mid-October. I mean, whether you potentially buy him out or a team like Miami, for example, who could use some sharpshooting, you know, to fill out their roster alongside Giannis and Bam Adebayo there. You know, Klay is an attractive piece. He's on an expiring deal. He's still a good shooter and can provide some quality shot making off the bench in terms of his three-point shooting. So I think a contending team will find Klay Thompson attractive enough to make a move in order to get him. And I don't think he'll be on the opening night roster by the time we get to the start of the season.
Are you disappointed that LeBron's probably not coming?
A LeBron retirement tour in Dallas would have been something. It's funny. I'm in Las Vegas right now. And this cab driver I was, you know, talking with the other day, he was like, yeah, it would just be great if he played in Golden State or if he went to Miami. And I said, the Hollywood story is LeBron going back to Cleveland, the Cavaliers trading for his son. He gets to do this whole documentary, if that's the case, you know, and going home again. So I don't think Mavs fans are too disappointed that LeBron won't be joining Cooper Flagg and Kyrie Irving here in Dallas.
What are you hoping to see tonight at the gym?
I'm hoping to see some more offense. This team has struggled offensively in the first couple of games. They've been outscored by 16 points on average in these first couple of games. They only scored 70 points in one of these games, and they've got to find some more offense. And I've been disappointed a little bit in terms of the shooting from guys like John Polakidis. Ryan Nemar hasn't shot the ball great either. And want to see a little bit more shot making for this team and just provide, you know, some entertaining basketball. It hasn't been great for them these first couple of games, so offensively looking to see them be a little bit better tonight for sure.
What are you doing tonight? You playing some cards? You going to the clubs? What you doing?
Let me tell you something, man. Your man is washed because I decided, you know what? I'm going to get out here one night and get out and stay out a little bit. So I say that's about 1:30, 1:40 in the morning, which obviously back at home is like 3:40 in the morning. Brother, when I tell you I woke up this morning, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I can't be doing this. Like, I'll be 40 this year. I can't get up like this and get up late, and I can't do it anymore. So I can't hang with these young whippersnappers anymore. I'll leave that to Chiafalo and Walter to hang out with the young folks.
Let's go, KG.
And I like Broadus too, because I know Broadus can hang. Broadus got a young soul, so I know he can hang. So you can do the hangout for me, man, because I can't do it no more.
I know you're also a big UFC guy, KG. What were the vibes for the McGregor card, and overall, what were your thoughts of that? Just heartbreak.
I mean, I'm not a McGregor guy anymore. I used to be before, you know, allegedly started putting his hands on females, which I don't get down with. Yeah, I figured Max Holloway would have a chance to – I mean, he was the favorite coming into the fight, but we never really got to see anything happen. So I don't know if McGregor is going – I mean, he says he's going to, you know, have surgery and come back and try to run it back one more time because he's got one more fight left on his contract. I don't know if I want to see it again, to be honest. You know, the last couple of times he's fought, he's lost due to injury, and I don't know if his body's going to allow him to be able to – not only make the comeback, but even last long enough to put on a competitive fight. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the last that we saw of Conor McGregor.
Thank you, KG. Enjoy Vegas, and you're killing it over there at All City. Man, congratulations on that, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Same to you, fellas. Good to talk to you. Lucian's always good to talk to you as well, guys. Appreciate the time.
There he is, Kevin Gray with you here, talking Mavs from All City on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, it's 6 o'clock tonight, by the way, on ESPN. Again, Mavs and Grizzlies, if you want to check out the new guys and the summer league action there on ESPN tonight. They're a national TV all-skate for you as MLB has the week off here. You'll have the Home Run Derby going on as well. Most encouraging thing I saw on Cowboys Social over the weekend is coming up next, but...